This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Christopher Schmitz, Appellant v. Director of Revenue, Respondent, decided June 3, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, Christopher Schmitz, number ED112719. Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis VAS. Cause number 2322CC09220, Director of Revenue, Honorable Michael J. Colonna, Respondent. Filed June 3, 2025. Introduction, Appellant. Christopher Schmitz appeals the trial court's judgment suspending appellant's driver's license. Appellant argues the trial court erred in admitting the police report because it was not the arresting officer's report and therefore was inadmissible to prove the officer's probable cause to arrest appellant for driving while intoxicated. Appellant also argues that without the police report, insufficient evidence supported the trial court's finding of probable cause to arrest appellant. We affirm the judgment of the trial court. Factual and procedural background facts. On March 19, 2023, St. Louis Metropolitan Police Officer Joshua Camper pulled appellant over after observing appellant driving 86 miles per hour, 26 miles per hour over the speed limit, two on Interstate 44 in the city of St. Louis. After pulling appellant over, Officer Camper approached appellant's vehicle, saw open containers, and smelled alcohol. When Officer Camper asked appellant whether he had been drinking, appellant answered he had had one drink at Ballpark Village. Officer Camper returned to his patrol car and called for assistance. Officers Tiffany Porter and David Bossler responded. Officer Camper then asked appellant a series of questions to further test his level of intoxication. He began by asking his education level, to which appellant answered an associate and then a bachelor's. Officer Camper then asked appellant to recite from E to S in the alphabet, which appellant accomplished. Officer Camper also asked appellant to count down from 37 to 23, which he could not do even after three attempts. After officers Porter and Bosler arrived, they discussed Officer Camper's observations. Officer Bosler then asked appellant to exit the car. After getting appellant off the side of the road, Officer Bosler asked how many drinks appellant had, and appellant answered, two Bloody Marys. Officer Bosler then administered field sobriety tests. Appellant had difficulty following instructions and staying focused while Officer Bosler gave him the horizontal gaze nystagmus test, although he then was able to successfully recite a section of the alphabet and count backwards from 37 to 23. Officer Bosler informed appellant he was under arrest and that he would be given a breathalyzer test at the police station. While Officer Bosler walked appellant to the police car, he asked him again how he would rate his intoxication level. Appellant replied that he was at a 2 out of 10. Appellant then offered that he drank only 3 Bloody Marys. Nearly all of the officer's interactions with appellant were captured on Officer Porter's body cam video. 3. At the station, Officer Camper administered a breath test, which showed appellant's alcohol concentration of 145%, well above the legal limit of 0.08%. Appellant was then notified that his license would be revoked, and he received a citation for violating Section 5-7-0-10, which prohibits driving while intoxicated. Warn procedural background. Based on appellant's arrest and citation for violating Section 577.010, the Missouri Department of Revenue suspended appellant's driver's license. Appellant requested a hearing with the Department of Revenue to review his license suspension. The Department of Revenue held a hearing and issued findings of fact and conclusions of law upholding the revocation. Appellant then filed a petition for trial de novo in the Circuit Court. At the trial de novo, the state offered Exhibit A, Officer Camper's police report submitted to the Department of Revenue, which included the department's certification under Section 302 and 312 by the custodian of records. Appellant objected to the admission of Exhibit A because it was authored by Officer Camper, who was not the arresting officer pursuant to Section 302.2505. Appellant offered Exhibit 1, Officer Porter's body cam video of the stop and arrest, as evidence that Officer Bosler, not Officer Camper, was the arresting officer. The court received Exhibit 1 and took the objection to Exhibit A and the case under submission. The court issued a judgment finding that the arresting officer had probable cause to arrest appellant for driving WW.